You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are diving into another Session Savvy series episode where we have been looking at subtle things that we say in the playroom that are not fully adherent to the CCPT model and making sure that we are aware of those so that we can combat them. So in today's episode, we're going to dive into saying things like the right place, or that looks good, or you wanted the perfect spot. Something along those lines. And if you'll notice, those are all value-laden words. So although they are not related to the praise versus encouragement concept, they are still words that we would not want to use in a CCPT playroom. So we're going to dive into that. However, before we do, I wanted to give you all an update. As many of you know, Hurricane Helene hit Florida 2 weeks ago. And while my home was not affected, other than some small debris, many of our friends and family members have been affected. Many people have been completely displaced. Many have had no power for a very long time. Many of their homes have been flooded. So the west coast of the Tampa area was hit very hard. Actually, the west coast of all of Florida, but I'm in the Tampa Bay area on the west coast. So that was hit closer to the Gulf, and we're a little ways inland, so it didn't impact as much. We are now looking this week at Hurricane Milton hitting, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty direct hit. It either is going to land just south of us or directly in the Tampa Bay area. So for those of you who have reached out and checked in and asked how we are, thank you for that. Thank you for the emails and the messages. We are hunkered down. We have done all the prep that we can do, and we are praying for the best. And I just want to let you all know that I'll keep you updated as I'm able. I don't know if we will have internet. I don't know if we'll have power. I have no idea what's going to happen. It's supposed to hit late Wednesday evening into Thursday morning. So for those of you that are part of the collective, I'm not sure if I'll be able to do a collective call Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure how many podcast episodes I can get out this week. Everything is a little bit up in the air. So just please be patient and know that as soon as I'm able to reengage and get back online, I will. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your thoughts. It really does mean a lot to me and my family that you all are constantly checking in and making sure that we're okay. And when you know things are going on, you always want updates. So I so much love y'all and appreciate you. So I will do my best to keep you aware of what's going on as it unfolds. Okay, so let's get into the idea of using value-laden words in other contexts in the playroom, because I think as a general rule, we have become pretty adept at not using praise statements in the play sessions. And for those of you that may not be familiar with praise versus encouragement, that means that you have not listened to my podcast in order. So welcome, but please go back to episode one. For those of you that have gone through the whole process with me, obviously encouragement always focuses on the effort and the contribution, not the outcome, and it has no value-laden words attached to it. So we usually, as a general rule, even in the video session, play sessions that I review, I don't see a lot of praise statements being used as a general rule. However, what we end up doing is we use value-laden words in other capacities in the playroom. And it actually has the same outcome, even if it's not about our evaluation of what the child has done. So let's look at that. So I often will hear people say, oh, you wanted to find just the right place for that. If a child is intentionally choosing a location for an animal or for a figure or a miniature in the sand. Something else I hear pretty frequently is, oh, you wanted to make sure that that looked good. If they are dressing a baby or they're coloring a painting, picture, something along those lines. Or, oh, you were looking for the perfect spot. And here's what happens there. That is still value-laden and it is still evaluative. And what we can do instead is just to comment on what's happening neutrally. That's always the goal. Even when we're using skills, so if we're falling back on one of the four pillars, if we're using one of the reflective responses, the goal is neutrality. That is very intentional in the language of the child-centered model because it allows the child to truly be in charge. And what the child thinks and feels and experiences is more important than our opinions. So when we say you wanted to find just the right place, that means that we think it was the right place. Or you were looking for the perfect spot. We think it's a perfect spot. Or you wanted to make sure that that looked good. We think that it's good. And here's the danger of that. It becomes a context wherein the child hears that there no longer is neutrality, number one, but also that there's evaluation on our part. So if we said it was the right place, we could have said it was the wrong place. If we said it was the perfect spot, we could have said it was a terrible spot. And what that does is it puts the focus on our opinions, our beliefs. And for us to be truly child-centered, everything hinges on the child. All of our attention, all of our focus is on the child. Their experience, their emotions, their needs, their desires, everything is about them. That's why almost every skill that we use starts with the word you. Every phrase that we say, more often than not, in a playroom starts with you, because the child is very clearly the focus. And our words and our language are very purposeful and intentional. So similarly, when we are talking about what a child is doing, we can be very neutral without evaluation. So to exchange some of those phrases that we've already thrown out, instead of saying you wanted to find just the right place, you could say you had a specific place in mind. See how that communicates the same thing, but it's not evaluative. Or you wanted to make sure it looked good. You were making sure you were satisfied with that. Or you wanted to find the perfect spot. You had a spot in mind. You worked to find it. Notice how that just settles differently, because it's so clear that the child's actions, decisions, thoughts, opinions, all of that are truly just what they needed or wanted. And there's no perception, there's no awareness from our end, one way or the other, to land on either side. It just is what it is. You had a specific spot in mind. It wasn't perfect or imperfect. It wasn't right or wrong. It was just specific. And that's a very subtle nuance that actually has a huge impact in not only preserving the relationship, but also that we adhere to the idea that we don't ever want there to be any misinterpretation, that we have an agenda, or that we would have anything in contrast to what the child had in mind. So I hope that that challenges you. I hope that it encourages you. If you're a person that is listening to this going, oh, I think I probably do that, you're in good company. Many people do. I watch it on videos quite a bit. I've actually compiled this list for this Session Savvy series based on all of the things I comment in my video reviews and my coaching program. So I promise that you're not alone if you find yourself going, oh, yes, I do that a lot. But just something to be mindful of. And does it really detrimentally impact a session if we use a value-laden word in that context? Not really. But let's remember how important our words are. Let's remember how important this language is. And when we speak about CCPT being a different language, when we speak about it as we have to learn a new way to communicate, while we're working so hard to use these words and language purposefully, let's make sure that these subtle nuances are thrown in with all the rest of the things that we practice. Because as much as possible, we want our outcomes to be the most favorable. And the way that we do that is to keep solely focused on the child, and a value-laden word does not allow us to do that. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with me. I love you. I hope that if you are in the Florida region, that you can do everything you can do to stay safe. My prayers are with all of you that have been affected with Helene. I know that went up the East Coast, and many of you are Georgia, Carolinas, Tennessee. So know that we're all in this together. We'll get through it together. This too shall pass. My prayers are with all of you that have been affected or might be from Milton. And I'll keep you posted as I have updates for you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.